Welcome to Deep Dive, a podcast series in which Fredericks editor-in-chief Dara Caponegro and fellow editors are joined by design industry leaders to share their unique insights, experiences, and knowledge on the world of decorating.
I'm Hudson Moore, Fredericks senior design editor. I'm so excited to introduce today's deep dive guest, British designer Peter Copping. Peter began his career in fashion working for Christian Lacroix as an intern in Paris before taking on senior creative roles at Louis Vuitton, Nina Ricci, and Oscar de la Renta. Stepping down as creative director of Oscar in 2016, Peter is now based in France, where he and his husband are the co-creators of Luxe Interiors label Le Carlier. Welcome, Peter, and thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you very much, Hudson. Very, very happy to be here and to have a chat with you.
So growing up, tell me a little bit about your projection as a child. Did you think that you would have a life in fashion and interiors? Was it an early creative inspiration? When did it all begin?
I have to say, I think I was very lucky to have grown up in a kind of quite creative household where the arts were taken very seriously. My mother was very artistic, always making things and doing things. My father, although he had a career in the military, in the Air Force, he had wanted to go to art school, but at that time his parents really dissuaded him from doing it. So he followed the career path that he took, but he really was frustrated that he wasn't able to go to art college. So I think both my parents, if my sister and I hadn't gone on to art college, they'd have been really disappointed, yeah. Which in some ways is so often the opposite from how parents are, because when I arrived at St. Martin's School of Art, for example, a lot of my fellow classmates, they said, oh, we had to start doing a law degree first, or my parents wanted me to be a doctor, or say, wow. Lots of people had to try all these different fields before that they could actually get to do fashion and follow what was their passion. So that was never an issue for myself or my sister. She actually studied furniture design. And I think I became interested in fashion design from a pretty early age. You know, it's a bit of that old cliche of being influenced by the grandmother, also watching old Hollywood films. So all of that really played on me when I was young. We lived in a house just outside Oxfordshire that was divided. Half of it was our house, and the other part was where my grandmother lived. So she was very present as well in my upbringing. And, you know, she was like a nice chic country lady, if you want. So she had nice little tweed suits, beautiful shoes that were always with the trees inside them, and odd little mink stole that she put around her tweed coat. So, and I think nonetheless, that did have an impact on me, and I was very, very much drawn and clothing at that stage. But I think I would have been happy to have followed any sort of artistic field in a way. But I went to college in Oxfordshire to do a foundation course, and that's where I was able to try painting, graphics, sculpture, all the different disciplines of applied arts and pure art. And wow. It's there that I got more drawn into fashion and textiles. Then for me, it had to be St. Martin's School of Art. So that's really where I wanted to go. So I worked very hard to get there. And one thing that was very, very sad, in fact, is that just kind of a couple of weeks before my interview at St. Martin's School of Art, my mother passed away. And she'd really been encouraging me, you know, full on to go for St. Martin's, aim really high. Unfortunately, she never knew that I was accepted, went to St. Martin's, and, you know, hasn't been witness to then the career that followed. I think that probably drove me forward in some ways, you know, knowing how much she wanted it for me.
Wow. So you finished your master's degree. You have two master's degrees, is that correct?
Well, Yes, at St Martin's, it was a BA honours. And then after that, I went to the Royal College of Art to study for a master's degree. So I got my master's at the Royal College of Art.
And then you really like sunk your teeth into fashion, working with some big names in the industry. What do you think were some key lessons that you learned at the start?
Wow, I mean, so many. And the funny thing is I was thinking about that, and it's still today, I think, as a designer, I'm still learning. You know, obviously, fashion is very different from when I started out in it. It's evolved a great deal. And I think even from a young team that I can work with today, I learn a lot from those young people around me. But thinking right back to the beginning, my first job was with Christian Lacroix. I went directly from Paris to the Haute Couture studio there. And I think what I learned there was really about fabrics and embroideries. My eyes were opened up to so many amazing things. I can remember when Monsieur Lesage used to come in himself to present Christian with the embroideries, and the whole floor would be full of embroideries, which is for him to make his choice from. Or I can remember for one, it was the most beautiful coat with a large gold embroidered panel down the front of it. And Lesage came in with the embroidery and showed it to Lacroix, and there's small details that weren't right, so it was taken away to be re-embroidered and reworked, and then it came back again, and there were still things that Lacroix wanted to change or improve. So I think it really showed me the precision that's necessary, and to keep on looking things and questioning them and seeing how something can be improved or made better. I think those were some of the lessons that I learned in those very early days. I also worked for Sonia Riquiel, which was a great experience because it was in the studio with her, so on a daily basis alongside her all the time. And I think this was back in the 1990s, but she had a very modern take on how to make clothes, and she used the reverse side of the fabric, which is something in my work I'll still use that trick these days. The way clothes were constructed as well, so the seams were left raw, and number of things that really, really were interesting ways in questioning how do you make clothes? And it doesn't, you don't have to necessarily follow the conventional paths. So that was something that I took from working with her. And as I said, I still learn things today.
I love that. There seems to be an element of just playing and experimenting that I think breeds really creative outputs.
Completely. I think that's very, very important to experiment and remain playful with it, not take things too seriously in some ways, and not be afraid of making mistakes.
Absolutely. I also am always interested to hear designers talk about where their inspirations come from. And, you know, as we both know, like fashion and interiors and just a life well lived, it all kind of, you know, inspires each other. Do you find that you reference interiors in fashion and fashion interiors? Do you see that bridge?
There's definitely a crossover for me, I would say. In past collections, I have looked towards interiors for taking inspiration. One of the collections that I did at Oscar de la Renta was, the starting point was looking at the photographs of Robert Polidori, who photographed a beautiful book of Versailles. So I was looking at that. And then also Oscar was part of what's referred to as the Battle of Versailles, when American designers came on and took on the French designers in a kind of head-to-head fashion show that took place at Versailles. So that was the inspiration for that collection. So I did reference quite a lot of the interiors of Versailles for looking at the fabrics, the colors. I wanted to find the sumptuousness that you find in interiors and 18th century interiors and project that on clothing. So he developed some fabrics which were like damasks. But then at the same time, I didn't want them to look like furnishing fabrics. So they did get twisted. They were brought into the kind of fashion arena, if you want. And then I looked at toile de Jouy's and other patterns which formed the prints for that collection. But they were printed on organzas. It was an organza that had a metal thread running through it. So again, not like a furnishing fabric in any way, but all of the inspirations had their starting point in interiors.
We're going to take a quick break to thank the sponsor of today's show, Schumacher. Since 1889, the fifth generation family business has been the go-to source for textiles, wallpapers, and trims. Their insatiable passion for luxury, beauty, and quality have produced designs that transcend time and rise above the ordinary. They've recently launched a beautiful new collection of fabrics with interior designer Mark D. Sykes. So head to Schumacher.com to check it out.
Let's talk a little bit about taste. You know, if you think that good taste is something that can be learned, or if it's something innate to a person.
I think maybe an artisticness is something that's within you when you're born. You know, a certain sensitivity, because it's quite funny. You know, I look around sometimes in design studios and people that I've worked with, and myself, I'm one of those, that there's so many left-handers in this industry, it seems. And that is all linked back to the side of the brain that sort of governs you. So I think that's something in some ways that does have resonance and a truth. I think, though, growing up, you're very much formed by what's around you. But I know that, you know, from a very young age, I was very sensitive to things, always noticed things, very, very visual person. So I think, yes, that artisticness is kind of there already. Taste, I think, can be learned in a way just by looking at things and educating yourself.
So looking back at your career so far, what have been some of the biggest highlights?
I would say when I got the job with Marc Jacobs at Louis Vuitton, and that was to be part of the team to start the ready-to-wear, because ready-to-wear didn't exist in the house at that time. So to be chosen to join him in part of this initial team, and it was a very, very small team. There was just like three of us that were taken on to work on this. So it was a great opportunity. It was fantastic to feel that I contributed to that great storied house, you know, evolving in some ways. And I think you see the ready-to-wear now at Louis Vuitton, and it's not questions. It's almost like it's always existed, but, you know, it didn't. And we were part of setting that pathway for it. And what was nice about working with Mark is that he's, again, you know, I spoke about learning from people, and I really did learn a great deal from Mark. But I think it was very much a two-way street. He was very, very open, and he definitely chose people that he thought could bring him something as well. So it was, yeah, it really was a great experience. So I think that's one of the experiences that has marked me the most. And then saying that when I was able to move on and become a creative director myself, you know, from Vuitton, I moved to Nina Ricci. So that was exciting as well for me. It was a great, great, great moment. Then there's things like I designed, when I was at Oscar de la Renta, a dress for Lynn Wyatt's 80th birthday party. And it was based on the Truman Capote black and white ball. So we made this beautiful lace dress and went down to her party in Texas. And that was fantastic. I mean, she's such an amazing, amazing woman. You know, we were talking about taste, so she has it in bucket loads, I think. And I had tea at her house, and she showed me all around. So that was just amazing. And then the next day after the party, there was just a few of us. There was I can't remember exactly who was there, but Nicky Haslam was there. So it was really nice to meet him. I'd never met him before, and he was like a lot of fun and a great character. And we were whisked off on her private jet to her ranch in the middle of the desert in Texas. So just be part of that and see how, you know, some of those people do live. So that was a real pinch me moment, I think.
That's amazing. So when you finally made the decision to step down as a creative director in the fashion industry, you turned to interiors and started your own homeware line. Was that a natural next move for you? What really inspired that move?
I guess so in some ways, but I think probably what happened is that I was in New York and I found that I wasn't enjoying it so much living in New York. I really missed Europe. Rombert, my husband, and I, we have this house, Le Calier, in the countryside in Normandy. And when we were living in New York, I think the most we got there was for 2 weeks in a year. So, you know, I just questioned myself and I thought, you know, am I really happy here? So I decided to step down, head back to Europe with not really any plan of what I was going to do. Mm-hmm. So there's a number of things, projects I started on. That when I came back from New York, I came to Normandy. I didn't go back to Paris. And then just being in the house, both Rombert and I are very inspired by it. And then we just thought, well, why don't we start to make products that are inspired by Le Calier and start something around the house? So moving from fashion and then putting a foot into interiors, it seemed natural to do something that was fabric-based. Mm-hmm. So we started by making cushions and from antique and vintage fabric. So most of things were upcycled and started there. And we got some suppliers in the UK, and I started photographing them and putting them on Instagram. And quite instantly, people started reaching out to me and wanting to buy them. And the shop in the UK, Cutter Brooks, the shop that's owned and run by Amanda Brooks, was having a great success with them. So it just kind of grew from there and snowballed. And from the cushions, then last summer we did a trip to India to find some suppliers and people that we could work with. So we wanted to start doing some block print products, so table linen, that is, we're just getting there now and going to be bringing that out soon. So just 4 different designs, quite graphic and simple. But for those first pieces that we're developing, we really had in mind sort of a range that was right for eating in the garden or the kitchen. So they're quite casual. But then we have other ideas for things that feel a little bit more dressed up, a little bit formal. And we're also working on bed quilts and other embroidered cushions and things like that. I mean, the thing that was the most amazing when we were out in India was the level of craftsmanship there. Yeah. So it was really quite exceptional. And the way that they work and the block printing, which is obviously very traditional method of printing, one that we can't do any longer in Europe, really. So it's so nice to go and experiment with those different, in those different fields. And I think just as a designer and someone who's creative, it opens up a whole different world. Because mm-hmm. in fashion, I'd never encountered block print, really. It's not really something which one would typically use for fashion design. So it's been a real inspiration to be able to work with these different artisans who are specialists in a different field.
Yeah, that's amazing. There is such beautiful craft in India, and so excited to see these new things.
Sorry, and I have to say, you know, it's just we're looking at it in a very organic way. So we just want to see how it evolves, and it's kind of a little bit on a back burner at the moment. So because I have some consultations and that I do in Paris for fashion companies, so we can't at the moment dedicate ourselves fully to it, but it's definitely something in the future that we want to explore and go much, much further, you know, designing more products for the house, fabrics, and, you know, why not in interior design as well. So basically we'll just see where it leads, but it's definitely a world where I feel very comfortable within it. I think it just comes from the personal interest that I have with interiors that makes it feel quite natural.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, Peter. This has been so great to hear from you. And you've had such an incredible mark on the fashion industry, and excited to see all that's to come and to see all that you'll do next.
I think I'm just someone that like is full of ideas. And basically I have like so many. I mean, but you know, one has to pick and choose. I don't think you can do anything. You can't do everything all at once. So that's why we just want to do it quite carefully, step by step, and just see where it all leads. But to be able to spend time in Normandy and be out here, because that's kind of the important thing, I think, to get the inspiration. It's very necessary to be here in the house, in the garden. And I'm very excited about it.
That's amazing. Well, thank you so much for your time today. It was so great to get to chat.
You're very welcome. It was nice to chat with you, Hudson.
Thanks for joining us today. Stay tuned for next week's episode of Deep Dive.